And Willie Hernan's with us to talk a bit about the track for racing at Bendigo today. How are you, Willie?
Yeah, pretty good, Nutty. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. What did you make of the surface?
Bendigo today is a good four at the moment. The rail's at the 5 metres, the entire circuit, and the penetrometer is 5.25. I thought the track walked in great order. It was a nice, even cover of grass and did walk with plenty of cushion underfoot this morning. They did put on 42 mils irrigation there this week. And I thought they did race here last Wednesday, but the rail does go out to the 5 metre mark and it does walk mostly fresh ground for today. In the straight, it walks with some very minor marking across. I wouldn't be surprised if they make their way away from the inside during the day, but it will race pretty fair. And a sunny day with a top of 29 degrees, we'll see an upgrade likely at some point today, Nadia.
Oh, that's all important. Thank you for that, Willie.
Thank you.
Willie Hernan with the latest on Bendigo. Warren Huntley is with us to preview. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Nat.
How did you find this meeting?
Yeah, I like it. Gee, as always, at this time of year and any time of year, there can be some nice horses to come out of the maidens. I think later in the day we can perhaps find a little bit of value in a couple of races. And in general, Bendigo's a great place to race, as our tracks are right round the state. They're copping plenty of work. As Willie said, the meeting here last week at the rail out five, and as that rail edges out, they can sometimes tend to look for that fresher ground right near the outside, which is not a far to go as the rail edges out. But 5 metres generally plays pretty well.
Okay, well, let's have a look at this program today, kicking off with race number one, and this is the maiden over 1,600. Scratchings here, runners 4, 6, 8, and also 13 all come out. We've got the two Civil Guard at 4.20, Raymond at 3.50, Golden Song at 4.20, and Miss Admiration is at $2.70, the favourite.
Gee, the scratchings have changed this race a bit, Nads. I thought, although safely held, Golden Song did enough. First run for the Weir stable, that was at 1,400 metres. Got up to 2,000 metres in New Zealand, second start in a race, and then was spelled and over here. Jump out leading into the first up run was okay. Strong through the line at 1,400 metres. I'm going to go with 7 Golden Song, second run to the Weir stable. Head of Miss Admiration, she's had a recent jump out over 1,100 metres at Caulfield and was really strong to the line there. And I think, as I said, this race has probably been depleted a bit with scratching, certainly under consideration. As is number 5, Raymond, who's got race fitness on his side. He's deep enough into a preparation now, drawn for a nice run. And Civil Guard gets the blinkers on, probably another one getting close to peak fitness and got that inside draw. 7, 11, 5, 2.
So we go 7 from 11, 5 and 2 in race 1. Race 2, 1,300 metre race. He can take out runners 5 and 12. We've got number 3, Jackie Paper, at $1.80. The 6, Pritchett, is at $4.40. The Black Leopard, the 7, a first starter for Henry Dwyer at $5. My Girl Nat's at $9.50.
Gee, I couldn't take that shorter price about Jackie Paper Nards, although the blinkers do go on, and he did look to hit a little bit of a flat spot, but then was strong enough right through the line behind Heavenly Thought in a race that was a real dash home and no tempo early in the race there. Last starter, I thought the recent official trial and very comfortable and easy through the line of the Black Leopard was good enough to run well on debut over 1,300 metres, and just the fact that Henry Dryer's elected to run from that wider barrier draw. Aladina from the Patrick Payne stable came through that trial and ran very well on debut recently. So I think we can trust that form. And the Black Leopard looked to have plenty under the tank. I'm going to go with 7. Head of the short price favourite, Jackie Paper, who gets the blinkers on now and did hit that little bit of a flat spot in a race that was really just a dash home and probably hit that flat spot first up this preparation also. So maybe the blinkers are just what Jackie needs. And he could win for sure, but geez, under the odds for mine. Pritchett's been good at his two runs to date. I certainly wouldn't have much between the top three in my market. And one Diplomat Jack, I thought, has been going well, building towards a win. Maybe coming back slightly in distance is a positive. 7, 3, 6, 1.
So we go 7 from 3, 6, 1, race 2. Race 3, 1,300 metre three-year-old event. And here we can take out 7, 9, 13 and the 14. Number 1, Aquastar at 7. Dan Barner is at 5.50. Rossman's safe, a first starter for David Bryant. White Oak at $10. Then you're down to Thunder Zone at $5. $6 for Viking Raid. And Weaponized is the favourite at $3.30.
Done enough to go to the races and run well. Weaponized, Nards. I think the most recent jump out was at Werribee. It was in one of the 1,100 metre jump outs there. And it was the one run by Poetic Dream, who had the blinkers on and ran really slick time and won the jump out easily. But Weaponized was clearly the held down second position in that jump out. There's been a couple of options for him to make his debut. And the team at the Waller Stable have settled on this, and I think he can make a winning debut. I thought he was terrific in that most recent jump out, and really nice kickoff point for him. Big track like Bendigo and 1,300 metres, weaponised. Head of Thunder Zone, he comes through that same race that we'll get a handle on the form through Jackie Paper last start, that real dash home at Sandown behind Heavenly Thought, and he was just out-sprinted there, so I think he takes a forward position here. I think they'll maintain a bit more of a solid gallop than they did last time. He just couldn't pick up and sprint with those horses. Dan Barner's going well for the Blackiston Stable. I don't think we've seen the best of him yet, and that barrier draw is a little bit problematic, and maybe it'll be next preparation. But just back 100 metres or so here, it might just take a little bit of the thinking out of the equation for him. I'm sure he's got the talent to win maiden and better races than that. And Viking Raid for the Godolphin team showed good improvement second up. I was keen in him first up, and he was horrible, but he did improve second up, so he might be heading in the right direction. Keen on 12, ahead of 10, 2 and 11.
So we go 12 from 10, 2 and 11. In that event, as we have a look at the next, which of course is race 4, this is over 2400 of 58, and you can take out runners 1, 8, 9 and also number 11. We've got Fine Embers, who's at 210, down to Charlton at $3, 550 for Danisay, 9 for Chance Taken.
Gee, I couldn't be too motivated here, Nards, but I thought Danisay, I know he's got the 60 kilos, but Fine Embers and Charlton are posted up where they're 63 and 62, and it's just so hard to win these 2,400-metre raiders at Bendigo with those absolute top weights. And sometimes there's a tipping point. Fine Embers was good last start with slightly less weight, but staying in this grade and going up to 63, up that couple of kilos, he got a lovely ride to win last start. I think he's got a little bit against him. I'm going to go with Danisay, who was unlucky two starts back, then got the win on the board last start. At least he may well be still on the up to only a couple of runs in this distance range. And as I said, no luck at all two starts back. And then a good win last start. So a Darren Weir trained stayer, perhaps on the up. Going to go with 5. Ahead of 2 Fine Embers. He got a lovely ride and a good run in transit in a race where there was solid tempo for that grade last start. And that may well be the case here, but just the 63 kilos made it hard for me. Charlton with the 62 kilos. He doesn't win out of turn. He's a big, strong horse, so I don't think the weight will carry stop him, but he just seems to struggle to get past them late, and Chance Taken up to this staying trip now might be what he's looking for. I think it's a really competitive race, but a couple of the horses in the market are under the odds, and I thought Danisay is a bit of value. 5, 2, 3, 7.
So we go 5 from 2, 3 and 7. We have a look at the quaddy legs. Race 5 being the first leg of the quaddy. Here you can take out number 6, and we've got the 1, Aurelius Hero at 7.50. Search Squad 550, Bed Talk at 460, Equestria at 330, Secret Reward at 6, and then you're down to Saffront, who's at $6.50.
I think the Darren Weir stable's got a real strong hand in this race now. The recent jump out of number 8, Saffront, who's had a few weeks to get fitter from that jump out, first run as a gelding, I thought the jump out was terrific and just kept working through the line and getting stronger, and he's generally best on the fresh side. I'm keen on number 8, Saffront, each way here. Ahead of 1, Aurelius Hero, who's just such a consistent galloper. Goes well for Lucy Dute. Secret Reward, another one from the Weir stable. Also gelded and also effective on the fresh side. Has trialled up quite nicely. Gets a nice run from the draw. And I put Equestria in as next best. He was asked to do a bit in a recent jump out for the Moroney stable. And he was solid enough to the line. And his record says that he's very effective on race day. Just thought he was a little bit under the odds. 8, 1, 7 and 4.
So we go 8 from 1, 7 and 4 in race number 5. Race 6 over 1600 for fillies and mares. Take out runners 6, 7 and 8. Number 1, Expensive is at 4. Anchor Bid at 220. Lara's Web 420. 7 for Penthouse Kitten. Down to Near Q at $6.50.
I don't know if it's D-Day yet, but it's coming for Anchor Bid. I thought, ridden conservatively, she was certainly good from a late sectional point of view in a fast race first up. So she gets the benefit of that run. She gets up to 1,600 metres. She gets down significantly in grade. So I'm going to go with number 2, Anchor Bid. But you'd certainly want to see a really good run today to know that she's back on track. Last bit of her most recent preparation was probably a bit disappointing, but perhaps with excuses. So as I said, D-Day's approaching. Could be today. No D-Day for Expensive. She's just very honest, keeps finding the line. She was good last start, and she'll be very consistent again. liked a recent trial for Penthouse Poet. I think a good trip for her first up, and she's another one that I want to include in everything that I do. And Lara's Web, I think Weary's got her going absolutely as well as she can. She was in a leader-dominated race last start, but she can run well again, but I think more a trifecta first four chance. 2, 1, 4, 3.
So we go 2 from 1, 4, and 3 in race 6. Race 7, this is a 58, 1500 metres, and there are no scratchings. We've got number 2, Mutant, at $2.40, the favourite, $3.80 for Hard Ruler, down to Pomando at $4.40, and Hurry Harriet is at 5, with Larita at $9.50.
Well, if D-Day's approaching for Anchorbid Nards, it's definitely here for Mutant. You've got to see him find the line today. He was okay. Just you had to question a little bit of his will to put the race away at Yarra Valley last start. This is a modest race. He's fitter. The big track suits and gets the claim for Fred Kersley in a favourable barrier draw. So it is D-Day for 2 Mutant, but I think he may well be able to get another win on the board today. Hurry Harriet's going well. There's been a few options for her in recent days, and the Maloney stable have settled here with a good barrier draw, and she can make her own luck from that draw. I think La Rita, who's actually mixing picnic form with tab meeting form and doing it with really good effect, gets the winkers on here, and if she finds another half length or so, she could be right in the mix. And Hard Ruler, fitter for one run, back from a spell, next best for me, 2, 6, 8, 4.
So we go 2 from 6, 8, and 4 in race number 7. And race 8, the last over 1,300, take out runners 3 and 9. We've got number 1, Makatiti at $4.60, Callisto Moon 7, at a $4.60 for the 6, a Judah, Equus Dioro at $9.50, and Caesars at $3.80, down to French Skyline, who's given a good chance too at $7.
Even races, the market suggests. On Tipping a Horse, it comes through a first up run that was okay in number 6, a Judah, but it was a really solidly run race. Fit it with that run under the belt. I'm tipping a strong finish to the day for young Fred Kersley. In an even race, I think Ajuda's got as good a chance as anything. I've got her on top of Callisto Moon, who seems to really appreciate the environment being trained out of Luke Oliver's Romsey base. He's going absolutely as well as he can, and he was strong through the line winning last start. French Skyline, she's a big mare. She'll be better with this run under the belt, perhaps. But from that barrier draw, probably got to be ridden a little bit conservatively. By this time of the day, she'll be very strong late down the outside. And tongue tie on number 8, Cesaris, who was probably just maybe condition gave out. Maybe there was more to the story first up, but certainly deserves to be included on what we've seen prior to the first up run in the other racing preparation. 6, 2, 10 and 8.
So we go 6 from 2, 10, 8. And what's your best Rafi Quaddie in your play of the day?
First starter as a best bet can be a bit fraught with danger nards, but I'm going with race 3, number 12, Weaponised for the Wallace stable. I like his recent jump out at Werribee, and I think it's a very suitable race first up. Value, race 5, number 8, Souffrant, first run as a gelding. For the quaddy, first leg 1, 4, 7 and 8. Second leg 1, 2, 3 and 4. Third leg 2, 4, 6 and 8. And home with numbers 2, 6 and 10. I'm going to play a running double in the first couple of legs of the quaddy and just narrow it down with my top 3 selections as the player of the day. First leg 1, 7 and 8, and second leg 1, 2 and 4.
Wonderful, Warren. Thanks for that.